It's Money telling the story in the U.S. state of Nevada, where there are two ways of looking at this GOP race for the White House. On the one hand, the fact that Donald Trump has spent barely anything in Nevada, a caucus state, has made him attractive to people who are suspicious of corporate money in the campaign. And Trump is the poll leader by a lot. But the big money leaving the now-defunct Jeb Bush campaign is landing largely in the war chest of Marco Rubio. That's the other story. GOP faithful, wary of Trump or confounded by his success, are giving their support to Marco Rubio, making the battle for second place against Senator Ted Cruz a fight for the soul of the GOP. For a better picture of Republican fundraising and spending in Nevada, we go to Seth Richardson, politics reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal.
You know, everybody seems to think that Donald Trump is the clear favorite. That's people ranging from voters to, you know, political insiders to political scientists. Everyone thinks it's Donald Trump's race to lose here. And the race everyone is really watching is the race for second place between Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. Both of those campaigns have pretty good ground games. Ted Cruz really hitting the rural areas of Nevada, which are going to be crucial in the Republican race. And Marco Rubio kind of playing his roots up. You know, he lived out here for about 6 years when he was a kid, and he still has family out here, including Mo Dennis, who is in the state legislature.
Is it charisma with Trump? Because he certainly hasn't had to spend much money in Nevada.
Yeah, you know, it's the Trump phenomenon. The one thing I have learned this election is do not bet against Donald Trump. In talking with Trump supporters, they're really tired of the money in politics. They actually kind of echo Bernie Sanders supporters in a way.
And would you say there is a conservative progressive movement in Nevada that's drawn to Trump? And why haven't Rubio, who are spending plenty of money in the state, Ben Carson or Ted Cruz, managed to attract any real attention?
Well, I don't know if I would call it a progressive movement. So it's more of an anti-establishment movement. It's these people who have seen, you know, deadlocked Washington, D.C., Congress not making much much headway, and in turn, the president not making much headway on anything. And they're just kind of tired of it. They're fed up with it. So they're gravitating to Trump. And on the Democratic side, there were people who were gravitating to Sanders. And I don't know why the money doesn't matter. I mean, you look at someone like Jeb Bush, who raised a ton of money, spent a lot of time in Nevada, and it just doesn't seem to be sticking. It's this, you know, Donald Trump kind of commands the airwaves. He just draws attention to himself.
Does the money backing Rubio mean that the establishment in Nevada prefers him to Trump, believes that he is the mainstream candidate who actually is electable?
I think the money nationwide shows that. You saw all of the – there's a lot of Bush supporters out here. Bush had a very strong organization in Nevada. He actually could have possibly had a fairly good showing out here if he'd have stayed in the race. Once he left the race, you saw all of those Bush supporters, you know, people who endorsed him, like Senator Dean Heller, Congressman Mark Amaday, and a bunch of others, kind of instantly jump ship and go to the Marco Rubio camp. It could very well provide him a boost on caucus day today. But is it enough to overtake Donald Trump? Probably not. So whether or not that money and establishment support is going to matter, I mean, I hate to give you a vague answer, but it really remains to be seen.
Well, it's going to keep gas in Rubio's balloon for a while, at least. That's for sure. And Cruz is in there for the long haul. You can see it in his face. Seth Richardson, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Seth Richardson, politics reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.